Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Look, okay. I just never want to hear Bob Saget say the phrase, "This couch is encrusted with our memories."
And Sean goes, "Oh no, we went to L'Equestrius Lavernus Smith Junior High."
I'm cool. No, I'm not.
Because I knew you'd go right to the anus.
Well, too bad I did.
I've got a 17-year-old son who hasn't even got his license yet, and he refuses to drive with Jim ever.
Why did she use the word saturated?
Hi, welcome to episode 43 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Hey guys, we're back here with Henry tonight.
What up, fellas?
Hey, Henry. Welcome back. So, as always, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/jimsbbqpod.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram if you follow us at jimsbbqpod.
And you can also email us to tell us about our very own sensual Latin lover, Dylan, at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com. Or you can go straight to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get all the episodes fresh from the grill.
And if you don't want to get the episodes fresh from the grill, you can always just subscribe on iTunes.
Much to Jim's chagrin.
That should be a beer.
Jim's chagrin.
Yeah, it'd be a good one.
All right, guys. Well, we're not going to sugarcoat this. We've already been recording. We recorded episode 42 before this. This is episode 43 that you're listening to. We've been drinking already. If you want to find out what we're drinking, just listen to episode 42. All right?
Yeah, okay. I'm still drinking what I'm drinking, so.
I'm drinking what I'm drinking, too.
So I guess we're just going to get right straight into the meat of this. I think we accidentally found this topic tonight when I screenshotted something and sent it to a friend of ours. That it was, I think, from High Times Magazine, and it was a quiz to figure out what edible pot item are you. It gives you some questions, and you answer the questions, and then it tells you what edible item you are like. So we thought, Dylan and I thought that maybe it would be fun to answer the questions in our live on the show and find out what edible items each of us are.
Well, I've got the quiz queued up and ready to go. Actually, I'm going to just read the intro blurb real quick while you guys get it all queued up. You can find this quiz on thehightimes.com. So, not saying they are a sponsor of any sort, but...
We'll see if we can put it somewhere where Henry can find it.
Yeah. You can sign up for their newsletter, High Times Classic and Weed to Know. Marijuana edibles are all the rage these days, with great strides continuing to be made each day in the field of cannabis cuisine. I like that use of alliteration. While pot brownies will always be a staple, they're no longer the stoner's sole option when it comes to munching on our marijuana. From gourmet ganja dinners to high tea to savory snacks and groovy granolas, there's literally an option for everyone. So we decided to help make your edible decision a bit easier. Take this quiz to find out what type of edible best fits you. Let's play. So,
all right, Henry. So I just posted on the Jim's BBQ Facebook page the web link to the article if you want to play along. Actually, if anybody else wants to... comment on the post on our Facebook page and let us know what edible item you are. I think that would be a little bit of fun. So just one word post or couple word post of what edible item you are, if you care to comment.
This is fun. They have little gifts to go with them too. So I'm about to jump into this quiz. I don't know about you guys.
Yep, I'm ready. I got question number one up.
Jim, you ready?
Let's do it. Wait a minute.
What do you mean, wait a minute?
I gotta bring up the thingy.
You just said you were ready.
I know, but I'm not.
Oh, Jim.
Why are you always lying? Why are you always fronting?
Is Henry taking it with us?
I'm trying to get to it right now.
I'm trying to find it. Here it is.
All right.
I can't find it.
He sent it to you.
Oh, no, I put it on the Facebook page. Or Jim's BBQ Facebook page. Hold on,
I'll put it in the Skype. Nem.
That is me.
Neminooch.
Neminooch.
Neminooch, together again.
You can also visit us at Xbox Live.
Man, you, got, yeah, you know what? Actually, if you guys want to play video games against Jim Edelston and Henry Segura, you can find them at their respective Xbox Live tags. What are they?
Mine is Nemesis68, and Jim is Nooch. You can also join Army of Duck.
Wait, is it just Nooch?
Just Nooch.
Ah, okay. It's not like Nooch37.
What the hell is Army of Duck?
It's our clan that we made up like 10 years ago. AOD. It started as Army of Duck. Now, since we're all old and busted, another old dude.
Any old dude.
I like that.
AOD.
Okay. All right. Are we ready?
What kind of quiz? There it is. That's...
All right. Question number one. Do you have friends at work?
I've talked to a few people.
Yeah, I'm friends with everybody pretty much, I think.
I talk to a few people.
How would your boss describe you? Efficient and happy to help.
I'll go with the same.
Yeah, same here.
Same.
What's your favorite type of movie? Those are some really lacking
choices.
Comedy.
So the choices are documentaries, a comedy, Laughing is Good for the Soul, or drama?
Comedy.
Drama for your mama.
I was going to go with a comedy.
I'm going to go with drama. Which accessory are most likely to wear? Hemp bracelet, usually whatever I wore out the night before, something tasteful yet bold. I'd probably go with none of those, but...
Yeah.
Something tasteful yet bold.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one, too.
I think I'll choose the same.
How many hours of sleep do you get on an average...
I'll let you guys answer mine for me.
Fucking nooch up to 11 hours.
Including naps. Wakes up
fucking tired and takes a nap afterwards.
Like, damn, man, I'm so tired. I gotta take a nap after I'm done sleeping.
You guys see, like the creepy...
yeah, I totally do.
The clown? Or with the clown?
Oh my god,
is it actually moving for you?
Yeah, it's a GIF.
Okay, I had to click on it for it to actually, like, the little clown's waving.
Are you doing it on your phone or your tablet?
On my phone.
Oh, because I'm doing it on my tablet. It just does it automatically. I'd probably go with 8 solid hours.
Yeah, I'm up to 11 hours a day, including naps.
Yeah, do you believe in ghosts? No.
I'm going to put there are a lot of spirits out there, man.
Me too.
Yeah, same here. Especially the shadow people.
I was just going to say, them and the shadow people.
And Venom. There's a movie about that.
What did you eat for lunch? I actually did have a sandwich for lunch.
Did you have an apple?
I did not, but I usually have that for breakfast.
I know Jim didn't have anything organic.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Something greasy and fried.
I was going to go with something greasy and fried because I had pizza and it was greasy as fuck.
A chicken bowl.
Would you consider yourself emotional? Depends on the situation.
Yep.
Yeah, depends on the situation.
I'm going to put not when it is in... Not when it is inappropriate. Just to be different.
All right. Choose an adjective. Epic, chill, or happy?
Chill, yo.
I'm a happy motherfucker.
Chill.
I'm going to go with happy.
Uh-oh, it's calculating.
Right. It's calculating. It's
calculating.
Let's see what we get. It's still calculating.
I got my result already.
Mine's still calculating.
All right. I got a brownie.
I, too, got a brownie.
You're delightfully average, and there's nothing wrong with that. You see the value in classics and probably make a lot of sound life choices.
I got Sour Patch Kids. You're amazingly fun, you know how to make any situation a party, and because of that, you have tons of friends.
How the fuck do you know how to make everything a party? You go to bed so fucking early.
That's not true.
I'm tired.
I'm still up later than Mike in Bramford.
Oh, that is true.
That is true.
I'm a bit of curmudgeon when it comes to that.
Yeah, you're a little crusty.
You're guys, it's 7:30. I'm tired. Get out of the room.
It's not that early.
I know.
What about you, Henry?
I got a brownie. This thing's racist.
You know what? In all honesty, I think I'm still hesitant to stay up too late, especially if I'm like rooming with Dylan, because I never know what's going to happen. I might end up until like all, you know, like all the way through till the next morning.
Well, you were the 1 year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
So I'm just figuring, I was like, hey, you know what? If I get to bed early enough, then I won't be up 24 hours. Yeah.
It's more than that if you consider like when we get up the day before. So.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Well, that was a fun quiz. I thought that was, I enjoyed that.
Is there another one on there we should be taking?
I don't know. I'm sure I could find another one online, though. We could just do that, take online quizzes.
What's your inner hippie name? What is your Disney drug complex?
Oh, that one sounds fun.
Which one?
What is your stoner superpower?
I want to do the what was the Disney one?
What is your Disney drug complex? What
Where are
famous
these?
Pothead would be your stone sidekick?
Where are these?
At the bottom.
Right below it. This is take more quizzes.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there we go.
Oh, we got
stone sex position. Would you try?
Which famous pothead would be your stone sidekick? Let's do that.
Let's do that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see it.
All right. Are we all queued up?
Yeah.
Let's play.
Let's play. All right. What are you wearing right now? A sweater vest, Versace, last night's club wear, or a mustard-stained bathrobe? Well, considering I'm wearing a t-shirt and gym shorts, obviously mustard-stained bathrobe is the closest thing to that.
I'm literally wearing a bathrobe. It doesn't have mustard on it, but I'm going to go with the bathrobe.
Yeah, me too.
Same here.
What did you do last night? Went for a walk on the beach, Netflix, Domino's couch, rave baby, so what if it was Tuesday, actually used math? What did I do last night? Going out with my dad.
Netflix, Domino's,
walk
couch.
On the beach then, right?
Netflix, Domino's, on the couch.
I guess I'm going rave, baby, since it's the closest thing to drinking.
I played hockey. What should I put? I'll put actually used math, because, yeah, there's angles and shit. There you go.
What would your friends say about you? I mean, I watch Friends on Netflix. They tell you how fun I am if they knew my name. My friends are mostly the kids mentioned in math book word problems, that I am classy as I am fun. Go with the last one.
I'm going to put that I am as classy as I am fun.
Me too.
Because I can dress up well.
Me too.
How do you like to get high? I noticed there's not a none option.
I haven't done this in like forever.
I'm going with a blunt.
Blunt.
If I did, I'd have to say probably blunt. Which phrase best describes you at your job? Exciting and enjoyable? Forever 21? Lame and boring? Science, bitch.
I'm going to put science, bitch.
I kind of like my job, but in reality.
Oh, fuck, I hit the wrong button. God damn it.
What'd you put?
Forever 21.
Nice.
Whoops.
I kind of do enjoy my job, though, so. You prefer... What the hell is sativa?
That's, isn't that that,
Stuff that Miley got high on?
Yeah, that's synthetic.
No, that's salvia.
Oh, you're right.
It's not that. I know what salvia is.
Is sativa like that fake sugar stuff?
I don't know what it is.
I'm just saying what.
Yeah, that's what
Yeah, me too.
Kitty cat. I like me some pussy. Cat.
Who is most likely to be found on your iTunes?
Snoop.
Does somebody got something playing in the background?
No, it's not. Whoever keeps playing with shit, it ain't me.
I don't hear anything.
I'm going to go with Snoop.
The TV was on.
Huh.
I'm going to go with Bob Marley. I know Dylan's answer.
Is it the well-balanced meal?
Yep.
It totally is, because usually they're fucking pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with fresh fruit.
Bullshit.
Dude, I love me fruit, dude.
Oh, God. None of these answers apply.
I know.
If it was Daryl, it would be I bum a ride for my friends.
Nice.
Huh.
I guess over 50 grand, but my car didn't even cost me 50 grand.
I'm going to go with a classic.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it's at 50 grand.
Uh-oh. Calculate.
That'll get us different results. Better.
Okay. Maybe.
Although I know we picked different results last time.
I'm actually pretty excited to see who I get.
Oh, okay.
Yes!
Mine's ticking forever.
I got mine.
I got mine.
Oh, so did I.
I got, so I'll go first. I got Rihanna. Bunts, beaches, and bikinis are in your future. You know that Chanel looks just as good as sand on your body, which you are not ashamed of, by the way. You are as elegant as you are chill, and that's why Rihanna is your perfect partner in crime. Or in pot, excuse me.
Okay.
Well, I like Rihanna, so, alright.
Jim?
I also got Rihanna.
Okay. Henry?
Seth Rogen. We're just going to go ahead and call you James Franco, because your Storno soulmate is none other than Seth Rogen. You are goofy, fun-loving, probably wearing a robe right now. Yep. Go grab that bong and fantasize about all the video games you guys could play together.
That's perfect.
I got the same thing, Hunter.
Oh, Lord.
This is pretty fun. Do we want to do another one?
We could do maybe one more.
All right.
Where'd the list go?
Yeah, my list disappeared.
If you go back to, like, the original,
Yeah, just cancel out of it.
Yeah.
What do we want to do?
What was the one you wanted to do? Disney or something?
What is your Disney drug complex? That sounds bizarre. Although I'm kind of interested in what my stone sex position would be.
Guess we'll find out in about a week and a half. Mike already had it ready to come out.
I jumped all over that, Jim. I had to.
You knew I was going to say something.
Yep.
Which one do you want to do?
Well, we got to do the Disney drug complex now.
Yeah, I think we got to.
Oh, which one?
Stone sex position.
All right, I'm queuing it up. Come on.
Queuing it up.
Ooh.
Too many cooks. Too many cooks. Stone sex. Love it or hate it. But let's be real, you probably love it. We're here to make sure you're doing it the right way. All right. When you get high, you like to paint, read, write, compose, anything artistic, dance like you're at a festival, take a nap, or chill out on the couch and watch Netflix. Well, I know what Jim's answer is.
Take a nap.
Take a fucking nap.
Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Netflix, too.
Wait, you see the next question?
You feel the sexiest when taking a huge bong rip, like Drake said. Sweatpants, hair tie, chilling with no makeup on. You're naked. You look in the mirror.
Well, when I first hit next and seen that, it said taking a huge... My mind went, taking a huge poop.
That's news.
Well, I never feel that sexy when I'm naked.
I'd have to say when you look in the mirror.
I was hoping that they could combine two of the choices and say when you look in the mirror naked.
Yeah, I'd have to say looking in the mirror.
In the mirror cracks.
I'm going to go with the huge bong rip.
That's what I went with.
Do you need your partner to be just as stoned as you are?
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to say if they feel comfortable.
What partner?
Wow. Do you like to regularly experiment with sex? I gotta think about this one.
I'd have to say, is there any other way?
I probably have to. I don't even know what to put. What'd you put, Mike?
I forget. I'm not into the next question.
What?
I just don't think he wants to admit.
Wait, what were the choices?
I already know what I like. Is there any other way? Why fix something that isn't broken? And my partner will usually talk me into it.
Oh, I put that one.
Nice.
Last one?
Yes.
My favorite place to have sex is the bedroom.
Not in front of your laptop currently?
Or no, in the kitchen?
Everywhere.
In front of your iPad.
This is a short quiz.
I'm going to answer everywhere.
Yeah, I did too.
Calculating results.
All right, I got my answer. Speed bump. You're a relaxed, chill type of stoner, and that's why the speed bump is perfect for you. There's not a whole lot of physical exertion. You can both see the TV, and passing a joint between the two of you during is super easy.
I got the same.
Which one did you say?
Speed bump.
Speed bump. What'd you get, man?
Oh, fuck. Exotic V.
That's what I got, too.
Okay, well, one of you read it.
Go ahead, man.
Clearly, you're a wild one, and your stone sex partner should reflect that. The exotic V is perfect for someone who likes to get a little crazy and experimental when they're stone, just like you.
Nice. I think that's different than the I think that's different than the flying V.
You even got pictures.
Well, those were fun, I would say.
Yeah, I think we need to come up with one different ones.
You know what there needs to be? Which member of Jim's BBQ pod would you be?
Oh.
And then just every single fucking thing is just like, are you a Sarge? Yes, no. If you answered no, then you're probably going to be Dylan.
No, if you answered yes.
Wait, if you answered yes, you would be Dylan.
Or, I'm sorry, if you answered yes, well, I got that backwards.
And then the next question, if you said no, the next question bid would be, are you tall or short?
It's a two-question quiz.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes, I agree.
You know, speaking of questions, I got some questions for you guys.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you had any of these for tonight. I think we had so much fun last time talking about these, your recent foray into OkCupid that I was going to ask if we had any more of these OkCupid questions.
Yeah, I got a few more to figure out if you guys, you know, how you're doing with your dating game to find your match. So here's some
questions. I had no game, yo.
I'm actually going to answer a couple of them with you.
Okay.
So here's first question. Have you ever formed an opinion about a stranger in a grocery store based primarily on the items he or she is buying?
No, I hate fucking going to the grocery store.
I have.
I totally have.
Jim, I know one grocery store you don't hate going to.
Wegmans. Yes. I'll go there all day long.
Yes.
Henry, have you ever done that?
Nah, I'm with Newt. I hate fucking going to the grocery store.
Pick up a pizza or something before I'll go to the grocery store and pick up food there.
Jim, do you ever cook?
No, very rarely.
Do you make anything good?
Oh, I can make some good stuff, yeah. Mostly everything I
pasta.
Make.
Mostly.
Are you good at making, like, chicken McNuggets appear?
Nice. Disappear, not appear. I can cook some pretty damn good things. Most of my stuff that I like that I cook is spicy, though. Like, and probably my favorite thing I make, it's not spicy, is like this Italian chicken thing. Oh, it's so good.
Jim, spicy!
I'm spicy!
Wait, was that actually one of the questions, Dylan?
What, the one thing I just asked you?
No, you just asked Jim, can you cook?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. That was just off topic.
No, I've never seen Jim in any sort of capacity make an effort to be like, oh, you're staying over, I'll cook you dinner. It's just like, no, we're going out.
No, that's because I would like there's places I'd like to rather take you guys.
Next question. Do you wish things like vampires, fairies, werewolves, ghosts, or something along those lines were real?
Aren't they?
I'm going to say no, because most of those things can kill you.
Or you can become one of them.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen. I like being right where I am right now.
You don't want to become a vampire?
Nah, not really. Huh. I mean, I'd live forever, but I have to kill people for blood. I don't want to do that.
What was the question?
You don't have to kill people.
Yeah, do vampires have to feed off of human blood, or they can feed off of, like, any blood?
Some of them, any blood that I've seen in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, they could feed off animals, but human blood tastes better.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
So and if sure. if you're in the True Blood universe, you can get some of that True Blood, yo.
I guess that's true. I don't know. I wouldn't mind being a vampire, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the question?
Do you wish things like vampires, fairies, like supernatural creatures were real? I don't know.
The world's fucked up enough.
I wouldn't want werewolves to be real. They just fucking kill everything. And ghosts, they have nothing better to do than make your life miserable. Plus, that means, like, demons are real and hell. And, like, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. And God.
On Earth.
Does anyone want God in this world? I mean, some people do. Sorry. Whoa, wait a minute. D- Didn't mean to just offend everybody.
Yeah, like, probably did.
I don't know. Henry might be Christian or Catholic. I don't know that.
No, I'm just Henry.
Well, that's good.
I'm not offended.
All right, here we go. Here's a good one.
Imagine if he was offended, he probably would have stopped listening to us a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, here's a good one. Imagine that you live in a place where public nudity is not only legal, but also socially acceptable. Assuming that the climate is favorable, how often would you be totally naked in public?
Wait. It's illegal?
No,
you read that really fast. Slow down, read it again. All right,
sorry, okay. Imagine that you live in a place where public nudity is not only legal, but also socially acceptable.
Oh.
Assuming that the climate is favorable, how often would you be totally naked in public?
Oh, I'd be fucking naked all the time.
I'd be naked occasionally.
I don't think anybody really wants to see any of this.
I could care less if anybody wants to see it. I'm talking about comfort.
I'd be more comfortable just in some shorts.
I'm with Mike on this one. Shorts, yeah. Probably. Shorts, t-shirt.
Yeah.
Are you more of a fast or a careful talker?
Depends on the situation.
More of a careful talker.
I'm a careful talker.
It depends on the situation.
You guys
can answer for me. I think I'm going more fast.
All right. How ticklish are you? Extremely, somewhat, just a little bit, or not at all?
A little bit. My feet aren't ticklish at all.
So did you actually answer this on your account?
I just did.
Okay.
I am extremely ticklish.
Really? Yes. Oh, we'll have to find out on the cruise. You know what I'm saying, Jim?
Well, Jim, that's like when you're talking about the tickling Dylan.
Oh, yeah. The
tickle me Dylan.
Tickle me Dylan.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, Jim may have not gotten to that part yet.
Nice.
I'm somewhat ticklish, I should say.
This isn't one that it's not that interesting, but I just want to ask you, do you have any tattoos? I have two, obviously, but the answers are I have one or more. I have one or more big tattoos, or I have no tattoos.
No tattoos.
Mike, you have a tattoo, don't you?
No, I do not.
Yeah, I like that one.
Why are you laughing?
Well, Jim said you had one that said insert here.
No, I don't have that one yet.
Yeah, I only have one.
Do you read the dedications and introductions when you're reading a book?
I don't fucking read books.
That explains a lot about you.
Yeah.
Oddly, I do.
Yeah, I always do too.
What else?
Does it bother you when people sing the wrong words to a popular song?
Oh, fuck yeah.
It doesn't bother me if it's a popular song. It bothers me if it's a song that... Actually, no, because I've gotten so many song lyrics wrong in the past, so whatever. It's like, no, I can't judge anyone for it, so...
Wow!
I do it all the time, so I can't judge.
What do you mean, wow?
Like, you've never spelled anything wrong.
That's what he just said. He said he does it all
the time. I said I've gotten so many fucking things wrong, I can't judge him.
I know. He's talking about singing, though. Like, he's never spelled anything wrong, but...
I'm sorry, fucking Mr. Edelstonese. That is the autocorrect. I think we all have that fucking problem.
Whatever, dude.
Don't be sorry, dude.
Did you hear his sigh?
I was really hoping you wouldn't hear that.
Can you amplify that when you edit? Like,
yeah, I can.
What is your opinion of sarcasm?
Love it.
Ooh, hello. Who's that just visited me?
What?
That's not a real account. All right.
Oh, like you get to see...
It's a real-time stats.
Now I just got off of the... fuck, right now. Hang on, I gotta find the questions again. Damn it.
Why don't you just give us a few more?
I will. Hold on. I gotta just get back to where we were.
Jesus Christ, Dylan.
Wow. Hold on, just give me a moment. Where are the questions? There we go. Do you think bodily fluids are inherently gross? Yes.
Like boogers and poop?
Like piss? So. Like pee, cum?
Yes, all of them are gross.
They're all pretty. Yeah, they're all pretty nasty. Like, I don't know. It just kind of is what it is. So.
Yeah, that's a necessity, I guess. But they are pretty gross.
It comes with the package, right?
Ha! No pun intended. All
right. What's your opinion of Walmart?
I'm okay with Walmart.
No issues.
No issues. There
tonight.
It's no Wegmans, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Oh, here's a good one, and you guys will probably laugh at me for this. Do you have a distinctive laugh? Yes.
Your drunk laugh is fucking awesome.
Because I find everything funny when I'm drunk.
That you do.
What should be done with your body after you die?
Donate it to science fiction.
Science fiction? I'm just going to put cremate.
Stuffed.
Oh, that's funny. One of the options is, by all means, please find me a good taxidermist. Yeah. All right. Will you teach your children to believe in Santa? No.
Wait, what?
Yes.
If they want to learn about Santa, they can. If they don't, they don't have to.
Ask him that question once he has kids.
Well, Dylan doesn't want to have kids, and I respect that if he wants, doesn't want to, and knows he doesn't want to, but...
I don't, so...
No, that's fine if you don't. We've had that conversation, but... Dude, having kids and having little ones around you, man, it's magical.
It's freaking awesome.
Here's a good one. If you could only keep one sense, what would it be? Sight, hearing, touch, or smell?
Oof.
Oh, wow.
How come taste isn't in here?
Well, add it to that.
I can't, but I'm gonna...
No, I meant to the question that you just asked.
Yeah, but seriously, like that, I mean, all those senses are so unique, though.
I would say sight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't even know how to answer that one.
I don't know, either sight or hearing. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'd rather see shit.
No, I agree, but I mean, it's...
What the fuck?
How would you know if something's barreling down at you? I don't know. That's a tough call, man.
This is a stupid question.
How would you know if something's barreling down at you?
Yeah.
No, if you saw a man knitting in public, what would you think?
I had a response for Jim.
What?
I'm sorry.
How would you know if something was barreling down at you?
Yeah.
Subtitles.
That's funny.
This is a dumb question. If you saw a man knitting in public, what would you think? Like, I wouldn't give a shit.
I'd ask him if he could knit me a sweater.
But here's the answers.
What are the responses?
He's gay, he's hot, he's just secure in his masculinity, or he's weird.
I'd say he's secure in his masculinity is the closest.
Yes.
I don't fucking
Yeah, me too. It's like, also, I don't give a shit.
Well, you couldn't answer that question any other way. And not... have the person at the other end of that reading your answers think that you're an asshole.
Oh, this is so funny. If you saw a man, the response to the question was, I don't necessarily think the way I answer is right. He's knitting. That's it. Why try to analyze someone's normal, if not a little boring hobby? That's the right answer.
There you go.
All right, let's see if I can find some other ones. What is your opinion of sarcasm?
Yeah, what were the answers for that?
I like it or love it. It's okay. Sarcasm is formulaic and lame.
I love it.
I like it too.
Me too.
Do you like it or do you love it though?
I said I love it.
I love it.
Here's a fun one. What kind of movie would you most likely to be playing the lead part in? An action, a drama, a comedy, or a horror?
Horror.
Comedy, probably.
I think I'd probably be in a drama.
A horror comedy.
Does silence make you uncomfortable? Yes.
No.
Well, it depends on the silence.
No. Silence does make you uncomfortable. Then you start hearing those voices.
I'm going to say it depends on the situation. Have you ever thrown an object in anger during an argument? I notice nobody is quick to answer this one.
I'm trying to think if I have.
Have I ever?
Yeah.
Is it? Would you say
I'm thrown? Sure I have at some point, yeah.
Would you say? Have you ever thrown an object in anger?
Yeah, at some point during an argument.
I know I've like slammed stuff down, but I don't know if I've ever thrown anything.
I punched a windshield.
I punched a wall. Fucking windshield, dude. That had to hurt.
I fucking cracked it, too. Wow. That pissed me off even more because I had to get that fixed.
Anything else, Dylan?
We'll end on a nice one, if you will. Have you ever given up your bus, subway, or train seat for a stranger who seemed to need it more? Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Definitely.
We'll leave it at that.
You gotta do that. Like, if you see, like, an elderly person that maybe,
Honestly, I will struggling. I'll do it for anybody.
Or a lady.
No, I do it for anybody because I always am just like, there's no reason why I can't stand on the subway. I'm not going to be on the subway that long.
If it's like an able-bodied guy and I'm already sitting down, nah.
I usually just stand.
I'll size him up first.
Yeah, but Dylan's probably trying to pick the guy up.
Oh, that could be.
Wow.
All right, anything else from the world of OkCupid, Dylan?
I think we'll leave it there.
Alright.
CupidCupid.com.
Until next time.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll hit a few more of those. Well, actually probably in several episodes time you'll hear some more of those.
Of course, and that's because we'll be on the official Jim's BBQ Fan Cruise 2017.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're right during the height of the holiday season, and Christmas just passed a couple days ago, and we're right up on the new year. So, I mean, it's the time of giving and gifts and all that fun stuff. And I know I sent you guys each a gift, and I thought, what better way to...
Oh, shit, I gotta go get it.
To spend the holiday season by opening
I just got up
gift.
To get mine.
So why don't you guys go get those gifts and
we'll
crack them open.
You know what? I'm shaking it really quick, and it sounds empty. So did you send us nothing, Mike? Because that'd be very appropriate.
You were shaking it really quick, or you're talking about the gift?
Oh,
I'm shaking it. I don't hear anything in there, so I don't think Mike got us anything.
Are you shaking it like a Polaroid picture?
Yeah, you know it.
Are you stroking it?
Stroke me.
Stroke it to the left. Stroke it to the right.
Just don't look at it when you're stroking it.
We're sorry, Henry, that Mike did not send you a gift. We understand you're our biggest fan.
I am sad.
I'm sorry, Henry.
But this is our gift to you.
Get to be in two pod shows.
There you go.
Yeah, without fucking up the recording.
Yeah.
You got it, Jim?
I got it. We ready to open?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, I'm opening.
I was born ready.
Bubble wrap.
I'm getting my scissors out.
Oh, I'm totally digging the little reindeer tag.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Ooh, yeah, me too. All right, get out of here, box.
What is your tag, Dylan?
Oh, mine's a snowman. It looks like a It looks like a s'more.
Oh, uh-huh. No, I just opened it.
You opened the package, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to see what mine is. Oh, it's an ornament. It's a Wegmans ornament. That's awesome. I love it. Celebrating 100 years.
There you go.
I'm going to go put this on the tree. Oh, to Dylan from Mike and Liz. How come it doesn't say love?
That's the same thing that mine says, too. Mike, I got to tell you.
Wait a minute. Yours says to Dylan?
No, to Jim. Love from Mike and Liz.
What do you got to tell me, Jim?
I got to tell you, dude, this is a Christmas decoration, obviously, but it is going to be something that sits out year long.
Absolutely. Okay. Same year.
I saw those in the store, and I had to get them for you guys. I knew you'd appreciate them.
That's fucking priceless, dude.
You know what? I actually have to be honest with you, and Mike, you might not appreciate this, but I don't know where my BTO CD is.
That's okay. That's quite all right.
I really don't know what I did with it.
I spent a couple of dollars on that, in all honesty. It was worth it just to get the reaction out of you.
I was kind of expecting you to be like, oh, come on, Dylan, it's not in your car.
I thought you gave it to your dad or something.
No, that was me.
Man.
Oh, you gave it to your... I thought Dylan gave it to his dad.
No, I did not. I don't know what happened to mine. It's probably in my room here somewhere. I just don't know what happened to it.
You probably, like, left it in your old car or something.
No, I had my new car at that point.
You probably gave it to somebody and said, no, please take this.
Yeah, I gave it to my boss.
There you go.
I re-gifted him the CD. I'm like, here, I got you a Bachman Turner Overdrive Greatest Hits.
You gave it to one of our friends in Canada.
Hey, we have some friends who really like BTO, so.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Know what I'm saying?
So. That's what I'm saying. Thanks. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. I knew you guys would appreciate those, and I couldn't pass them up.
Oh, I love it.
You should take a picture and post it up on the Facebook page.
So, I was going to say, if we had a social media person, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Front and back.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the Instagram, and then I'll put it on the...
on the interwebs?
Jim, I loved your reaction when you opened it.
Do you know, I had no... Dude, when I seen Wegmans, I was like, oh my god.
So, you know what's funny is like... You know what's funny, Jim, is when Kathy was messaging me about the Zooms.
Yeah.
Asking me what I thought and what she should get you and everything. I had sent her that picture and she's like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. He'll love it. Because she said that you love Christmas so much that like a Christmas ornament and then it's a Wegmans Christmas ornament is like an amazing double whammy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
That might even make my desk at work.
Awesome. Wow. You mean it's not going to go in the scrap heap like the Bachman Turner Overdrive CD?
No. That was still a funny gift, too.
I thought it was.
It was funny.
I like theming Christmas gifts to people. So, like, when I saw those at the store, I couldn't resist it. And for the price, I mean, they weren't expensive, so don't worry about that. I mean, they were cheap. So.
Oh, come on, dude. This gem's got to be at least fucking 120 bucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The shipping almost cost more than the ornament. I'm not even joking. Shipping, I'm like, oh, shit, man. And they want me to get insurance on this? Yeah, no. That's a question. Like, you ship packages out. Do you go to, like, the actual, like, teller at the post office, or do you just use the automated machine?
There's an automated machine?
My post office, there is.
No, we don't have one. What I do normally,
it depends.
I have a UPS.com account, or USPS.
Oh, okay.
I print all my labels and everything from there, and then I just go in and hand it.
You have, like, your own scale and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah, thanks, dude. That's awesome.
Glad you like it.
Merry Christmas to you, Sargis, too.
Dylan's already got it on eBay or Craigslist.
Yeah, and you know what? Fuck you, Henry. We have nothing for you.
No, sad face.
Sorry, Henry. I didn't know you were going to be on the episode where they finally opened the Christmas gifts. They've only had those gifts for like 3 weeks. It's because Dylan couldn't do a podcast on any day that ended in Y. He was busy, man. You know, that OK Cupid, man. It's taking up a lot of his time.
Trying to find it was also Christmas and work in retail.
That sucks.
It's the OK Cupid.
This is wrong, but I laughed. I'm going to have to send it to you guys.
All right, guys. You ready?
Wow.
Oh, did you already, like, break it or something?
Way to go, Nooch.
I didn't think that's a cherished piece of history right there.
Wow.
I said it was wrong, but funny. It made me think of Stone Cox.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or that picture from the Twilight trailer.
Yeah.
She might be into that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just made a really weird noise.
Thanks for announcing it to everybody.
Like, I'm sorry, but like, I was just sitting here and I just went...
I do that when I touch my ball sometimes too, dude. It's okay.
I sound like a modem working up.
So, Mike, what would be the next thing that you have to maybe say or talk about?
I think we're through the meat of the conversation tonight. We're into one of our weekly segments.
Well, take it away.
All right. Insecurities with Dylan, Jim, Mike, and Henry.
Hells yeah.
I'm going to say question number 63, but this isn't really a question. It's not in question form.
Like we jump from like the 50s to the 60s really quick, or I just haven't been keeping track of the numbers.
You haven't been keeping track.
Okay,
we'll blame it on your drug-addled mind.
Okay, that's fine.
Question number 63. Describe yourself in three words.
That fucking Sarge.
Whew.
Happy motherfucker.
That is so true for you.
That's good.
If it was Henry, he'd be like, Jesus Christ, Jim.
That's three words.
It is. I don't know how I would describe myself.
Jolly motherfucker.
There you go.
Jersey motherfucker.
Yeah, that would work too.
What about you, Mike?
I don't know.
Tall motherfucker.
I am tired.
Tired, tall motherfucker.
That's four words. Okay, fine. Tired, tall, motherfucker.
Tired, tall, mofo?
Mofo.
Yeah, that's three words.
There you go. Question number 64. If you could trade lives with anyone for a day, who would it be and why?
Ooh.
That's tough.
I would want to trade lives with Jim Edelston so I could sleep for 11 hours.
Now,
you know what? I think I would want to trade lives with, I don't know. The dude that carries around the Stanley Cup all the time.
Oh, the guy that wipes it down?
Yeah. Nope. I mean, that'd be just an interesting gig just to have for a day.
Yeah. I think I'd have to say with the President of the United States.
Oh, God.
Which one?
Whoever currently is.
Obama?
Oh, Barry?
It's only a day, so yeah, whoever currently is, I guess.
All right, Obama. I say Jeff Bridges.
Not Lloyd Bridges?
Nah, he's dead. That wouldn't be that interesting. I'd probably say it's like a toss-up. Jeff Bridges or Mark Hamill.
Oh.
But probably Jeff Bridges. He seems like... I mean, they both seem awesome, but probably Jeff Bridges.
The guy from Dumb and Dumber?
No. What about you, Henry?
Well, actually, I had the same answer as Nooch. Be, you know, switch with Barry. Now I can issue a kill order on someone. You know what? Send the Marines over here. Blast this dude.
Nem would switch with Gabriel Iglesias.
What? Why?
Gabe?
Fluffy.
Okay.
But who?
Like that sound somehow justifies it?
No, I just
feel like some fucking nickname that dude has.
No, I could just see Nem being Fluffy for a day, fucking with people.
I was kind of hoping that Henry was going to say Dylan so he could be on this podcast.
Oh. I almost picked you.
Maybe we'd actually do regular.
Why would you pick me?
Just because I'd want to see if it's really that Sargy all the time.
You'd be like, damn, he's not that bad.
Be Dylan, that way I can have all his energy. Be young again.
Get yelled at.
Dude, actually, I would switch places with you for a day and just smoke pot all day.
I don't smoke pot all day, though. That's the thing.
I know, but I'd smoke out
of here. 40s
and blunts.
You would make me, and then I would go on a job interview. It's like, yeah, sorry, we can't give you this job. And I'm like, damn you, Jim!
I've never tried it, but if I got to switch places with you, I would try it.
That's some Westworld shit right there. Another one?
Sure. Question number 65. If you could talk in your sleep, what would you say?
I love Dylan.
What?
Oh, I love Dylan.
I can't believe I've been doing this for 11 hours already.
It would probably be something along the lines of being either like, nah, 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 or please stop, Jim.
Oh, that got dark. Are you sure it wouldn't be keep going, Jim?
Don't stop.
Use the KY next time.
Don't all right.
Stop believing.
Perhaps the Astroglide? Do I dare do question number 66?
The Mario Lemieux question?
Okay. What is the first... Question number 66. What is the first thing you do when you get up in the morning?
Piss.
Pee.
Take a piss.
Get up.
Like, you get it up?
Nah, I was kidding. Go, wow, I can't believe I've been asleep for 11 hours already.
Wow.
Nah, I'd say take a piss.
That might be the first time we all agree on something.
But Nooch has to sit down.
All right. Well, I think that closes out for insecurity for this week.
Excuse me.
So, Jim, what do you say, man?
I say... Charge of the week.
Wow. Good God.
I thought he had a stroke for a second.
Huh? No, that's you.
There's lots of strokes that happen on this podcast almost.
Dude, we'll be online playing games and then we'll be like, hey, Sean, or I mean Nooch, or I mean Ducky, or I mean E-Man, or I mean, they'll like name like eight people and they'll be like, fuck it.
Fuck it, and then all of you are like dead by then.
Yep.
Pick me up.
Sarge of the week.
I've got a Sarge of the year.
Sarge of the year. Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it is the end of the year.
It is the end of the year.
I've got the Sarge of the year, and I'm sorry. I was trying to think of something, and was going down this path anyway, and have to admit somebody else kind of gave me the idea with a meme or something or whatever you want to call those fucking things. For 2016 Sarge of the Year has to be the Grim fucking Reaper.
Oh.
But Jim, you said everyone shouldn't be so upset about people dying.
I didn't say they shouldn't be upset about it, I just think a lot of people overreact. I get more upset over people that I truly know in life.
But yeah, a lot of people did die this year.
Yeah, I just think there's an abnormal amount of people that have, you know.
I really did think that your Sarge of the Year was going to be Dylan.
No, Dylan's not even that Sarge. He's Sarge of the Decade.
I'm Sarge of the Decade? That's bigger than Sarge of the Year.
I know.
And he's only been alive for 10 years.
And we've only been doing this podcast for like a little over a year.
Yep.
My Sarginess is in its infancy.
Nah, we can get part-time, but he's not a Sarge.
If I had to do Sarge of the Year, it'd be those fuckers that mug me.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, hands down, those fuckers that mugged me.
Yeah, that was some bullshit, dude.
Yeah. So, and then if I had to do, like, a follow-up to that, Chris Seymour, since it is the end of the year, Chris Seymour, go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Wow.
Did a song for the man.
If I was going to do a Sarge of the Year, I was just going to nominate Henry just for fucking up our recording the last time he was on.
You know, I actually did have a list. I was compiling a list of Sarges of the Year, or the top Sarges of the Week, and this is what I had. I'll just read them off to you guys real quick. The Flyers fans.
Oh right. When they were... what the fuck were they doing? They booed
being the worst fans ever.
Yep. They booed when they were they did some sort of thing for their owner that died or something, and then they were throwing the things on the ice or
yeah.
Yep.
You know, it's funny. I don't even remember some of these, but so it was the Flyers fans, the Muggers were on there. Henry made the list.
Woohoo!
And then Teresa Jones.
Oh yeah. When she mocked Jeff for not drinking.
Yeah, and for other reasons probably. Chris Seymour goes without saying.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. The guy who called out Dylan. I don't remember that.
The guy who called out Dylan.
Like somebody called me out somewhere. I don't remember that.
Oh God, I don't know.
The drunk lady in the bathroom. That was the one that that I had to kick out of my store. Remember?
Yeah.
This is Jim will remember this. The guy who let his dad fall down at the beach.
Oh yeah. Yep.
That was a good one.
The 9/11 couple from the Comic-Con.
Oh God, yeah.
Oh.
And lastly, this person actually didn't become a Sarge of the Week, but I had to put it on there. The guy waiting with his niece for a Hatchimal.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
So those were our top Sarges of the Week.
Oh, you know what? I gotta ask, since you brought up the Hatchimal. Jim.
Mm-hmm?
I saw you with a Hatchimal.
Yeah, we did.
I don't think that happened.
Yeah, I totally did.
Oh, no, it did.
What was going on with the Hatchimal?
One of the little kids got one, and I was like, let me see that fucking thing.
Wow. Did you say that to him? You're like, give me that fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Give me that fucking thing.
And,
Mommy, what is fucking thing?
Nice. But, yeah, I checked it out. It's pretty lame.
They look pretty lame.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Ducky got one of those.
Ducky's pretty lame.
Oh. Who the fuck is Ducky?
Ducky! We've talked about Ducky before.
Yeah, he's our buddy.
Isn't Ducky a character from The Land Before Time?
Isn't he in that movie? What the fuck is that? Is it Fast Times at Ridgemont High or something like that?
No, Ducky's one of the AODs. The original.
The already old dudes?
Another old dude.
Another old duck.
We'll get Ducky on here one day when he's not being such a nooch.
Such a Sarge?
Yeah.
So it's Ducky, Nooch, and myself were the original AODs.
Wasn't AOD a band, though?
That was POD.
And there was SOD, the Stormtroopers of Death Metal. Or Stormtroopers of Death, not Stormtroopers of Death Metal. Excuse me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, there was also another one that's called Angels of Death. That's some gamer clan. Fuck them.
They're hosers.
Yeah. We're Army of Duck.
Hosers.
Often imitated, never duplicated.
Yeah. Dylan, thanks for doing the Sergeant review this year. That was nice.
Yeah, I was trying to keep on top of it as best I could. Just like I try to keep on top of everything else.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you've got a plethora of best of clips.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you've been tracking those for us?
Every time I listen.
Awesome sauce.
And also have our comprehensive drink list that has not been posted on the website yet.
Mm.
Look at you, man. And here, I didn't think you did shit all year.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't.
He's one of the five people that download the podcast.
Do you guys ever do you guys follow the Hard Times?
No.
I don't know what that is.
It's like the heavy metal punk rock version of The Onion.
Oh, okay. No, I don't.
You guys should follow it. I think you would find it really funny. I'll read you some of the headlines real quick. Just because I think they're really funny. I posted Morrissey lyrics on Facebook for a month and nobody called to check on me.
Okay. What?
I posted Morrissey lyrics on Facebook for a month and nobody called to check on me.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. You obviously don't listen to the Smiths.
No.
No.
Innovative stoner metal band album blends influences from Black Sabbath and Black Sabbath. You guys don't find this funny?
That's kind of funny.
Oh, it's okay.
I fucking love the Hard Times. I think it's so, so fucking funny.
I don't know. The Onion's good, but I stopped following it a long time ago.
I like The Onion a lot. There was one on here that I thought was hysterical. It was like, Disturbed is on permanent hiatus after lead singer clears his throat.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's shit like that. Like, that makes me giggle. Like, I think they do a good job. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 You got anything else there, boys?
Nah, man. I think we're wrapping up for the podcast. Well, this one will probably drop after the new year, but I hope everybody has a safe and happy new year. And, you know, don't do anything too crazy out there, Dylan. I know how you get.
Yeah, I haven't even figured out my new year's plans, so.
Hey, We got our plans fairly well laid out.
Honestly, I wish I was spending them in Rochester.
It's not too late.
Yeah, I'm gonna be sleeping.
We're gonna play some games. We got some card games and shit that we're gonna play. I think we're gonna play. I think we're gonna play Draw What finally.
Oh, nice.
I don't get out of work until 6, so unless you want to pick me up at the airport at like 10 o'clock at night, Mike.
Ugh.
You know what? If that it wasn't like so close to the cruise, I'd come up.
That might be a little difficult, Dylan.
Yeah, so I'll probably just go to Brooklyn and try not to get mugged again.
Brooklyn. You have to be careful, man.
Sleep till... Don't.
So, thanks to Henry for hanging out and listening to us. And
finally.
Chiming in.
Yeah, man.
It's a pleasure.
Hey, Jim, did this all record?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, let me check.
Jesus Christ, Nooch. Can't get shit right.
Yeah, it's recording.
Awesome. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. I think we'll, the next time you hear us, new episode-wise, it'll be our misadventures in and around Florida and then into the Caribbean and stuff, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks, Henry, for joining us on the last episode of Jim's BBQ for 2016.
Yeah, man. And the first one for 2017, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Thanks for having me, guys. Holder.
What's that?
He's a new record holder.
What's that?
Who's the only guest to span across 2 years in back-to-back episodes?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
In your face, E. In your face. Bitch.
Wow. Shit got real.
It did get real.
Yeah. All right. But if you want to check out all the stuff going on with us as we go on our cruise and all that good stuff, you can go out to facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, which I recommend you do during the first annual Jim's BBQ fan cruise. Follow us at Jim's BBQ Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
You can also email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com, title Secret Lover, and I'll make sure Dylan gets it. Or you could go straight to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
Or you can also go out to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast.
Bleh.
Bleh. Don't do that.
Nah.
No, do it.
Do it.
Do it now!
Do it now!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you for visiting Jim's Barbecue, where our dry rub is not so dry.
See you next time.
Thanks, everybody.
See you next year.
See you next year, homies.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What was that?
Wow.
That's kind of scary.
I don't know. That was a little creepy.
Bye-bye.
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster!
That one, a cookie.
Then the this is my gift to you.
Aw, oh, that's a fucking nappy.
Dylan.
Oh, Mike, you can edit all this out.
Nope. Easter egg.
Oh, yeah, fucking Easter egg this motherfucker.
I hope you got a toilet and everything.
Yep. Oh, Dylan.